As soon as the truce went into effect on the morning of August 14th, displaced Lebanese packed up their belongings and left the many schools and public parks where they had been sheltering while the South was under siege. In several cases, they returned to villages that were completely destroyed during Israeli airstrikes and shellings intended to incapacitate Hezbollah's ability to fire rockets into northern Israel. Although the guns are now quiet, returning residents face a new threat, this one from unexploded munitions, particularly cluster bomblets. During the last 2 weeks of calm, Lebanese government figures show 12 people have been killed from cluster bomblets, including 2 children, and 45 other people have been injured. This past week, the U.S. State Department said it is investigating whether Israel inappropriately used the U.S.-made munitions in populated areas, in violation of agreements with the United States that restrict where they can be used. Andy Gleason is the program manager in Lebanon for the British-based mining organization, the Mine Advisory Group. He explains what a cluster bomblet is.
It is a sub-item of an overall munition. So, for instance, a rocket or a shell or projectile would contain a series of bomblets within it, and these are cluster submunitions.
On the day of the ceasefire, the UN's humanitarian coordinator in Lebanon, David Shearer, warned residents returning to the south about the possibility of unexploded cluster bomblets.
It has been estimated that around about 10% of shells that were fired from Israel into the south of Lebanon may not have gone off. And this is obviously going to be extremely dangerous. In addition to that, we've had confirmed reports now of cluster munitions being used, particularly around Nabatea, and they are scattered all over the road.
Dalia Ferran is the spokeswoman for the UN Mine Action Coordination Center based in the southern city of Tyre. She says so far UN teams have found 380 locations that are contaminated by cluster bomblets, and that number is rising daily.
We know that now we have a huge problem with cluster bombs. We are really concerned about it, and it's a big challenge and really urgent to deal with it now. And on a daily basis, we're locating an average of 30 new locations of cluster bomb strikes.
Ferran says since August 14th, UN teams have destroyed about 2,000 cluster bomblets, many of them found in people's gardens, on their balconies and rooftops. Some were also found on a hospital roof. The bomblets often do not explode on impact, making them a hazard to returning civilians, particularly children, who often mistake them for balls. The United Nations and non-governmental groups such as the Mine Advisory Group are working with the Lebanese Army and the National Demining Office to try to raise awareness of this danger and to clear the south for civilians so they can get on with the business of rebuilding their lives. Margaret Bashir, VOA News, Beirut.